Now, it's been a big weekend for news around Mackay with Sundays. I've been told that you've caught up with a Mackay social media influencer.
So this story is about social influencers across the Whitsunday and Mackay region.
Yeah, right.
We wanted to have a look at it because social influencers is such a big thing nowadays and people are actually making some real money out of it. And
Hang on, we're talking money.
Dave's like, yeah, how do we get a job like that?
Yeah.
Do we have a lot of them?
We do, actually. It was quite surprising. This was a bit of a fun one to put together. So there's a huge range. One of them that I found quite surprising, there's a bit of a succulent master who has close to 100,000 followers.
Wow.
And one thing I really love, she makes these wearable earrings. And there's actually these tiny little delicate succulents on them. It's like this fashion accessory. And it's just incredible. She's got a huge following.
Hey, is that the same lady who provided some of those earrings and things like the succulents to, I think they had like an Oscars awards party overseas years ago.
Oh,
and wasn't she involved in supplying
that? I do remember something about that, yeah.
I think it might be her as well. Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe, but you're putting me on the spot with that one.
No, all good. Yeah, I think that's who it was as well. But there's also a bloke in the Whitsundays who fixes smartphones on social media. Have you seen his profile?
No. Oh, did we miss one? Oh, no.
Next time you do the story, I'll put you in touch with this bloke. He has like hundreds of thousands of people who follow him and checking out because he listens to his breakfast show too. And he does his mobile phone fixing and everyone loves it for some reason.
There you go. So I guess the tip is if you want to be a social media influencer is find a niche product and run with it, right?
Yeah, I suppose that's one way. But then there's, families who are actually making a living holidaying around Australia. I'm uber jealous. I have to figure out how they do it. But they get paid to holiday and post photos.
Everywhere except for New South Wales.
You know, the three of us are in the wrong job because we are working in media. That's crazy. Now, off to some sad news, though. The Greater Whitsunday's farmer market's closed down, gone.
Yeah, so they'll have their last market this week from 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Bluewater Quay. Now, that's been going, those markets, for 5 years now. So that's super sad. But the network that runs it, the Greater Whitsunday Food Network, they are possibly going into liquidation.
Right.
And, these guys had monthly River Street Twilight Markets, the big lunch at St. Lawrence weekend with Matt Galinsky. That was their doing. And all the micro businesses and agribusinesses that they supported, from butchers to mushrooms to finger limes. Mm. It's a huge loss for our community.
Well, it's sad to see that go. It's become a ritual for a lot of people, those Wednesday markets. So not great to hear. Look, folks, so you can read more about that online now at thedailymercury.com.au. And don't forget to pick up a printed copy of the Daily Mercury again this Friday. Heidi, thanks for joining us this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day, hey?
Thanks, guys.
There journalist there from the Daily Mercury, Heidi.
I'm interested in this social media thing. If you can make some money out of it.
I know. How do I sign up to that? What can we do? What would our niche be, do you reckon?
Bad jokes. Really bad jokes.
We've got that in the can.